Well, checking sports this morning, Iowa running back Jordan Canzeri is ready to carry the load for the Hawkeyes against Pitt as LaShawn Daniels is unable to return from an ankle injury. With Daniels out the entire second half of the win at Iowa State, Canzeri carried the ball 24 times for a game-high 124 yards.
Obviously, you know, I love the rotation that we and LaShawn have right now, and the guys, you know, Adam Wadley, Derrick Mitchell, you know, they're when they go in, they're going to do great too, so... You know, it's none of us are selfish on that aspect of who's in and who will do a great job, but we're all obviously capable of that as well.
Canzeri says he's doing the things it takes to survive the pounding of a college football season.
You can't just play a game and then just think like, oh, I'll just get, you know, an extra hour of sleep or something. Now we'll be fine. Like, no, we have guys that are always in, you know, hot tubbing, cold tubbing, contrasting, you know, doing a lot of things, the extra stuff to help their body, because that's just what you have to do. To be able to play as many games as we can over time and, you know, not have your body break down, you just have to do those little extra things.
Canzeri says Iowa's second half rally at Iowa State was the result of confidence.
But all of us, we had that confidence of what we've put in, the amount of work that we put in the offseason until now, and what we continue to do, that, you know, we're ready, we want to win, and we're going to do anything within our power too. And whenever those bad times come, even if we are behind, it's not going to faze us. It's not going to put our confidence down. We're just going to continue to fight and get the job done.
And we'll have that game for you, Pitt and Iowa. It's a night contest Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. We'll have all the action for you starting at 5 o'clock with the pregame. Just after 7 o'clock is kickoff. That's Iowa hosting Pitt this Saturday night on KJAN. Elsewhere in college football news, Rutgers has suspended its football coach, Kyle Flood, for 3 games after he contacted a faculty member over a player's status. Flood was also fined $50,000. A report found Flood emailed and met in person with a faculty member, even though he knew or should have known of the university's policies prohibiting coach-initiated contact with faculty members regarding students' academic standing. The report also found that Flood provided grammatical and minor editorial suggestions for a player's paper to help complete a course. Oregon quarterback Vernon Adams Jr. confirmed that he has a broken finger and says it's a game-time decision whether he'll start Saturday against Georgia State. Vernon says he broke his right index finger in the season opener. It was bothering him in the Ducks' 31-28 loss at now number 4 Michigan State last weekend. Jeff Locke, Marcus Mariota's backup last season for the Ducks, will start against the Panthers if Adams can't go. The University of Texas reached outside of the athletic department to name an interim athletic director, Mike Perrin, who played linebacker for the Longhorns in the 1960s and is now a trial attorney in Houston, says he was first approached about the job on Labor Day. He says he'll be reaching out to the entire Longhorn nation of fans and donors who had been angered by the policies of his predecessor, Steve Patterson. In NFL news, Browns starting quarterback Josh McCown can't practice until Friday because of a concussion that he suffered in the opening game loss to the Jets. That means backup Johnny Manziel will be with Cleveland's first team offense the next few days. However, the team will carefully monitor him because of lingering elbow tendonitis. A person with direct knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Ryan Mallett will start at quarterback for the Houston Texans on Sunday at Carolina. That person spoke anonymously because the team isn't expected to disclose its starting quarterback until game day. Brian Hoyer started the season opener but had 2 turnovers early and was benched in the fourth quarter. Mallett took over and led the Texans on 2 scoring drives in the last 6 minutes of their 27-20 loss to Kansas City. Starting safety Morgan Burnett has returned to practice for the Green Bay Packers after missing the season opener against Chicago with a calf injury. The 6-year veteran wore a stocking around his lower left leg during practice. Bengals cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones has been fined $35,000 by the NFL for his personal foul against Raiders receiver Amari Cooper during their opener Sunday. Jones got on top of Cooper, knocked off his helmet, and slammed his head against it at the end of a play during the second quarter, drawing a penalty for unnecessary roughness. Jones says that he's going to appeal that fine. In baseball, the Texas Rangers have stretched their lead in the AL West to 1.5 by beating Houston for the 3rd straight night, 14-3. Prince Fielder hit 2 of the Rangers' 5 home runs. Mike Nabily, Roughneck Odor, and Bobby Wilson all homered for Texas, which goes for the sweep tonight. The L.A. Dodgers reduced their magic number for clinching the National League West to 10 by blanking Colorado 2-0. That's the Dodgers' 17th win in 22 games. The St. Louis Cardinals increased their National League Central lead to 4 games by beating Milwaukee 5-4. Tommy Pham homered twice and tripled. Matt Carpenter added a solo shot. Jaime Garcia won for the 3rd time in his last 4 starts as he improves to 9-5. In fact, Garcia is 6-1 in 9 starts since August 1st. Meanwhile, the second-place Pittsburgh Pirates were losing 3-2 to the Chicago Cubs in 12 innings. Pinch runner Quinton Berry raced home on Anthony Rizzo's sacrifice fly in the top of the 12th inning for the go-ahead run. Chicago starter Jake Arrieta's bid to become the Majors' first 20-game winner went along smoothly before he wavered a bit in the 8th inning as Pittsburgh rallied to tie it. Adam Conley slowed the Mets' pursuit of a National League East title with a career-high 7 innings, and the Miami Marlins blanked New York 6-0. The Mets have a 7.5-game lead in the East over Washington. Ex-Philly Jason Worth hit 2 homers. Bryce Harper also went deep, and Gio Gonzalez tied his career high with 12 strikeouts, leading the Washington Nationals to a 12-2 win over Philadelphia. AL East leading Toronto protected its 3-game lead over the Yankees by racking Atlanta 9-1. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay 3-1. Minnesota Twins stayed a game and a half out of the last AL wild card as they fell to Detroit 7-4 in 12 innings. Also last night, it was the Seattle Mariners over the LA Angels 3-1. San Francisco beat Cincinnati 5-3. The Padres over Arizona 4-3. It was the Cleveland Indians over the Kansas City Royals 5-1 as Francisco Lindor, making a late run for AL Rookie of the Year, was 3-for-4 with a homer and 4 knocked in to lead the Tribe. The White Sox beat Oakland 9-4, and it was Boston over Baltimore by a 10-1 final. Houston Astros closer Luke Gregerson has left the team for the birth of his first child. Gregerson left the team before last night's game in Texas after his wife went into labor in Orlando, Florida. She gave birth to a baby boy. Manager A.J. Hinch was unsure how long Gregerson would be out, but he said the team supports Gregerson and will figure out the bullpen by committee. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.